In 1934, the federal government began the Parker Dam construction project to divert Colorado River water to Southern California. But neither the feds nor California got approval from Arizona to build on its land. So a very unhappy Arizona Governor Benjamin Baker Moore declared martial law. Did you know that's when the Arizona Navy was created and called to protect the state's water rights?
The Arizona Navy was a mighty force of two ships.
John Larson Southard is a local historian.
And they were used to patrol the river and patrol the Parker Dam construction site to ensure that those wily Californians didn't succeed in building Parker Dam and by taking Colorado River water.
Southard says the Navy's fleet was made of wooden ferry boats that happened to be in the area. Governor Moore even named the boats owner admiral of his newly formed Navy. Admiral Nellie T. Bush, yes, a woman, commanded the ships for 2 days.
He backed up the Navy with a deployment of National Guard troops from Phoenix. In fact, if you look at the photos from deployment day, they have rifles at the shoulder, they are equipped, they look and were a real fighting force.
It was 40 riflemen and 20 machine gunners lined up along the Colorado River bank, a reconnaissance mission to make sure construction did not happen on Arizona's side of the river. It was a show of force. Until one of the boats got stuck in the water and Californians, you know, the enemy, had to help get it loose. Sure, we laugh now, but the governor's act of force worked.
His deployment of the Arizona Navy did cause Secretary of the Interior Ickes to delay construction of the dam. And in fact, when dam construction was resumed, it was allowed to resume because Arizona had won a project, a irrigation project, to be sponsored by the federal government.
That project was the Gila River Irrigation System. Southard says Moore's Navy is still talked about.
The last occurrence in American history when one state took up arms against another, no matter how unlikely it was that the arms would ever be fired.
About that admiral I mentioned, Nellie T. Bush, she became a prominent figure in Arizona. She was a justice of the peace in Parker, served in the state legislature, passed the bar in California and Arizona, and in 1932 was a delegate to the Democratic National Convention, where Franklin Delano Roosevelt received the nomination for president. Bush was inducted into the Arizona Women's Hall of Fame in 1982. It's the show. I'm Nadine Arroyo Rodriguez.